The name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. With today, this, well, really for the kind of the rest of the week, the rest of this week leading up to Christmas, I'm going to give today maybe not so much a sermon or homily as a public service announcement. I'm going to be taking this rest of this week off, so I'm going to summarize the saints from today, tomorrow, and the 24th. Somewhat. Actually, I think on the 24th, I may end up giving a little homily on Adam and Eve, because that is who their feast day. I didn't know that. Adam and Eve have a feast day in the church, and it is December 24th, the day before our Lord's birthday, which, if you know anything about, what do they call that, foreshadowing, the fact that Christ, our Lord, is the second Adam, it makes perfect sense. That's the church just telling us, I mean, very clearly, pay attention. Right, look at the parallels between Adam and Christ, between the Eve and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, you know, I don't know. That's so interesting. I probably will do something like that in the next few days. But as I mentioned for today, I'm just going to summarize the saints from today, tomorrow, and some of the other ones on the 24th. And I really have to say, I guess, maybe thank you to all those people who are listening to the sermons or request the sermons, because it forces me to do my homework. I really do enjoy reading about the saints and talking about the saints. I'd probably do this if even just, I mean, almost if nobody listened to them, if just a one person, you know, was in a church, I'll still give a homily. and knowing that, it really does, I've learned a whole lot from my own research on these saints. So I guess I'm thankful for the opportunity, or even for the pressure, I guess we could say. Oh, people are listening to my sermons. I need to give a sermon. It's good. Keeps me from being lazy. Anyway, today, the 22nd, in some older calendars, this is, you have St. Francis Xavier Cabrini celebrated today. You'll find that in some old missals. And I don't know how, but she has like five different days that have variously been assigned to her for feasts. It's kind of like a mess trying to find her, where her feast day is in certain missals. But this was one of them, but we already spoke about her previously in November. Today also is the feast day of St. Flavian. If you recall, he is the father of St. Bibiana. Her feast day is the 2nd of December, and she was and her sister, they were the ones that were locked in their house and starved, and then they came out, and Demetria died, and Bibiana, after some miraculous recoveries, herself died. But their father, Flavian, was, then this is during the persecution of Julian the Apostate. He was branded as a slave in the face, and they branded him so cruelly, so roughly, that he died from that wound. So today we commemorate that his feast day. Also, blessed, I don't know how to say this, Jutta. She founded a convent in Germany, and this is going to be in the, I think, 11th or 12th century. She taught young girls and eventually founded a convent and became its abbess. And one of the young girls that she taught was Hildegard of Bingen, and she became the abbess after her. And very recently was declared a doctor of the church. So that's Blessed Jutta. And it said Hildegard of Bingen said that she learned quite a bit from Blessed Jutta. So we see there that the saints are always connected with each other, helping each other out, assisting, and so on. Also on the 22nd is Blessed Aton of Toulouse. He was a Mercedarian, that order given to the redemption of captives. And he went down to and was redeeming the slaves for the Muslims, and was offered himself into slavery as well. And he did not reveal that he was of noble birth, a nobleman, until it was discovered. And then I think it was the Sultan brought him before his presence and asked, why didn't you explain or state that you were nobility? Because you can get more money for nobility. And he said that he had renounced everything for Christ, even his claims to nobility, and that he was the slave of Christ. Well, this didn't impress the Sultan. He was very angered with the fact that he'd lost money, so he had him martyred. Also today, Blessed Thomas Holland, and he was one of the English martyrs, a priest, a Jesuit, and martyred in the persecution during that 1500s. Those are the saints for today, the 22nd. And tomorrow, the 23rd, here's an interesting saint, Saint Marguerite Duville, and she was a Canadian saint. She ended up, founding an order of hospitals, nuns. In fact, for the fraternity, that name has some significance because my Latin teacher, Father Goodwin, Father Calvin Goodwin, had a stroke a number of years ago from which he still has not recovered, and he was put in a hospital in the state of Maine called Duville Hospital. So perhaps, I haven't looked it up yet, but maybe that's who founded it, Marguerite Duville. Oh, here's an interesting one. On the 23rd, St. Nicholas Estana. He was born in 1537. He became a Franciscan and would a very good preacher and would scourge himself before giving sermons. I don't do that. But he would receive ecstasies. And this is funny. He became so overheated during these ecstasies with the fire, the love of God, he would plunge himself into water to cool himself off, and the water would boil. It would be so hot. So a little miracle there, I suppose. Also, another interesting saint tomorrow, the 23rd, Saint Servulus of Rome. He was a 6th century beggar. He was lame. And interesting, of the alms he would beg, once he had enough to support himself, which was very, very little, food and I guess a little shelter, he would give the alms he begged to other beggars he thought that were poorer than himself, or he would buy scriptural works and then beg people to read them to him. So very, very devoted. Right? Even beggars can become saints. Saint Servulus of Rome. He was just a lame beggar, begged his whole life, and became a saint. So it's the 23rd. On the 24th, as I mentioned, Adam and Eve, their feast day, which they deserve their own homily. And also on the 24th, all holy ancestors of our Lord. That's another interesting thing there. So the genealogy, I guess you could say. In fact, as mentioned, on the 24th for Prime, that's mentioned. The 24th. So St. Paola Elisabetta Cerioli was born, or her feast day is on the 24th of December. She was born in 1816, and she was married at the age of 16 to a 59-year-old man. Probably not the most enviable of marriages for a young 16-year-old girl. But she had 3 children, and she remained married for 19 years. And it was kind of a difficult marriage, probably as you can imagine. But after she became a widow, she took vows of chastity and poverty and founded a religious order dedicated to helping out orphans and young mothers. And then the 25th, we have the feast of St. Anastasia. And she was connected to St. Chrysogonus, if you recall that story. But we'll hear about that perhaps later. But those are the saints for the next few days. And I'm getting this information, actually. I look for where these saints are listed on this place called CatholicSaints.info is the website, CatholicSaints.info. And they have a great, whoever does this, it really understands, because underneath that on their page it says, notes about your extended family in heaven. That's exactly the right attitude to have. So there's the that's my calendar that I use. I go through, and there's about 10 to 20 saints per day that are not listed on the universal calendar. So I go here, I find out what saints are on what day, and then I go and research them. I look them up on in the Catholic Encyclopedia. I use Wikipedia sometimes. You can find some really good information on there, that information that isn't redacted by the modern church. Modern church sites and sites that are the more popular saints websites, they take out a lot of the stuff about the miracles because, they're not believable, or they'll add some pretty unflattering things about the saints in there, doubting and suspicion on the believability of the legends. So you can actually find better information on Wikipedia because it's unbiased. It just says, hey, here's what the legend is about the saint. And the world doesn't believe it, but, we know that it's true. So there we go. There are saints for the next few days, and I may be giving another sermon tomorrow, perhaps not. But in any case, do continue preparing yourselves for the coming of our Lord at Christmas. Maybe not so much fasting and penance, but definitely prayer and reflection. So God bless you all in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.